Our scripture comes from John 13. Before the festival of Passover, Jesus knew that his time had come to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them fully. Jesus and his disciples were sharing the evening meal. The devil had already provoked Judas, Simon Iscariot's son, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew the Father had given everything into his hands and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the table and took off his robes. Picking up a linen towel, he tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he was wearing. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand what I'm doing now, but you will understand later."
After he washed the disciples' feet, he put on his robes and returned to the place at the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I've done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and for you speak correctly, because I am. If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you too must wash each other's feet. I've given you an example, just as I have done. You also must do. I assure you, servants aren't greater than their master, nor are those who are sent greater than the one who sent them. Since you know these things, you will be happy if you do them." This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Okay. Hello, church community.
Hi.
I'm Frankie, one of our teenagers. To go on the trip to SSP, every youth is required to be in or going into high school. I'm done with BRS. I graduated, so this was my first and only trip to SSP. To be the first one at the podium, no one here for this sermon may know what SSP was. Sierra Service Project. Service. This is and was service. From us and for us, spiritually and materially. We had the freedom to express. We were asked to contemplate our thoughts. We also were driven out and asked to serve. This was SSP. Once we actually got there, we were assigned to work groups. I had the superior work group with Tim and five others from SSP. We were constructing a sturdy ramp for a Navajo man named Billy. He is in what most of us would consider poverty, having a house held up with plywood. We completed our project. We had spent the whole week. SSP, spiritually speaking, allowed myself to praise through three topics: fellow scripture and words, fellowship among a five-day family, and a solidarity, making me myself a better servant.
Hello. My name is Nikayla. I'm a sophomore at Burroughs, and I'm 14 years old. This is my first year at SSP. My group was assigned to finish painting a house. There's probably more paint on me when I got home than there was all over the house. However, we completed that early, so we helped mix 6,000 pounds of concrete by hand to build a shed foundation. My arms are still in pain. I had a conversation with the homeowner named Walter. He isn't like what you would call living in poverty. Just because his house was built by professionals with stucco and wasn't held up by some plywood, like most of the people around him. Our theme was building your foundation. I did that figuratively and literally. On Adventure Wednesday, your group had the choice to either scavenger hunt in the rain or stay inside. My group obviously chose to scavenger hunt, except, it kind of just turned into storm chasing. I find it important for teens to attend SSP to realize we have it easier than we think. I learned I influenced others more than I thought I did. Through a affirmation circle, we pretty much created a circle, and then one of our staff said, "Tap the person who you think is this," and you go around and tap. It's it was truly a realization, because over 5 days, these people thought so much of me, and I never really thought that could happen. I made so many new friends and a stronger connection to God. The experience at SSP made me realize that our church community is similar to the Navajo community, since they have a chance to speak for their government as we have for our church. This camp taught me that stepping outside of the cool sweater that we normally wear and putting on the one that changes your perspective allows you to set down your device and look at your surroundings, even if they're miles away, which is kind of crazy because my mom always tells me, put down your phone, and, you know, most teens are always on it. So the chance to have this week without it and make new friendships and see new culture is truly, truly great. But my experience at SSP is something I wouldn't even exchange for $1 million.
Hello, I'm Tim Gibbs. I'm going into 10th grade and I go to Burbank High School. This is my first year at SSP. I decided to go to SSP because I wanted to help less fortunate people than I. It's interesting how my motives were completely unrelated to enhancing my spiritual relationship with God. This is interesting because I found God at the most different of times. We went to a church in Flagstaff and the pastor said, "He will come into your life and offer himself to you when you least expect it. It will be somewhat of an intrusion, but God's love is not intrusive." Okay, well, back to the topic of SSP. We were divided into work teams, and my work team was assigned to build a deck and ramp for a native man named Billy Faber. I actually talked to Billy semi-frequently because I found him interesting. I didn't hear 100% of what he said because he didn't have any teeth, but I got enough of what he said. He asked me where I was from, and I said Burbank/LA, and his eyes flashed with recognition. I was surprised to find out that he used to live in Pasadena and in LA. He had traveled very far from where he was born. My impression of the job to do was, wow, this is going to be a challenge, but I like challenges. Our theme in SSP was setting your foundation. Because of SSP, I was able to recognize my foundations and what I've been built on in life. The difference between SSP and other camps was that there's an extremely less amount of fear of criticism. The counselors acted silly all the time, and I too acted silly. I described the SSP community as carefree, upbringing, and loving. I connected with the Beatitudes because it really showed me God's love for everybody. I realized how everybody can be forgiven by God, and you can never truly be shunned by God unless you shun him first. But even if you do turn your back on him, his embrace will always be warm, for we are his people. The Spirit Walk on Thursday was a particularly emotional day for me. I really reflected on my life and also realized my foundations. I admitted to myself that I have done wrong and that God exists and he is omnipotent. Some people sadly do not get to feel that connection that God makes with you when you don't expect it, but I felt it. I can't really explain how I felt, but I just felt an indescribable love in my heart as I was praying silently. I also prayed for my first time out loud on that trip. I felt a bit silly because I thought no one was going to respond to me, but he did. I figured out that God will not grant your silly desires 100% of the time, but he will give you what you need to live, and you need God to live. And if God judges that it is your time, you will meet him personally in heaven, which is a reward beyond measure. I connected with God personally. I never thought I'd get to do that. I always thought that kind of stuff only happens in the old days or in the Bible. I've come up with an opinion of my own, though. When people say that God doesn't speak to man as much as he used to, with like directly talking to humans, I believe that God really does, but man just doesn't hear him or chooses not to. SSP really did change me. I'm eternally thankful for the chance to serve other human beings and also serve God. But SSP gave me the opportunity to let go of my outer self that I keep on for school and friends and really let my true self out. Although God always sees this, I did not. I was not a very religious person before I came here, and I certainly didn't expect what happened to happen. But I'm grateful that it did, and I encourage all my peers to try out this kind of experience. Thank you.
Good morning. morning, everyone. My name is Rachel Ho. I'm 17, and I go to Notre Dame High School in Sherman Oaks. This was my first SSP experience, and I was fortunate enough to be put in a work group, and we worked on building a deck and a ramp for an elderly woman named Altaba Gay. She was a tiny, sweet woman who lived alone in a small house in the middle of nowhere in a field, surrounded by mountains and grass. It was so beautiful, but it was so isolated. It seemed she spoke very little English, but when she did, she always said thank you and was very sweet to us. Our project was driven by the fact that as she got older, it was harder for her to get out of her house safely, because before the deck that we built, there was just a few steps leading straight into her house. At first, the job at hand was very overwhelming, because I initially thought that this was a service project, more of a supervised service project, where some professional would tell me to go hammer a few nails and go sit down. But I was really wrong. My work group consisted of six people, four youth, Bridget, Tyler, Natasha, and I, and two counselors, Mike and Melanie, all from other churches. We were given a binder at the beginning of the week with instructions, tools, and a bucket of tools, and some supplies. And we knew immediately that this project was going to be very tough. And it was. While some parts of the project were overseen by construction coordinators, we came across countless complications throughout the entire week. For example, it's monsoon season in Arizona, so that means lightning and heavy rain every 10 to 20 minutes. So trying to work with power tools is very difficult. But we got through it. We're good. We also ran out of wood twice. The ground was very uneven and impossible to work with. The bugs ate us alive, and there was no bathroom. But despite all these obstacles, we managed as a team, and we worked together to finish and complete the deck and most of the ramp. We kept working together and looking forward positively, and eventually we pulled through and completed our task. This week, I definitely never expected myself to be able to build a deck and ramp from scratch, from literal planks of lumber on the side of the road. This was very rewarding for me. I also learned that I can use a power saw safely, so that was good too. That definitely took me out of my comfort zone. I think overall my favorite day of SSP was Adventure Day, like Nikayla said. It was on Wednesday, and you could choose to either go on a hike, a scavenger hunt, or you could go to a museum, and I obviously chose the hike. We went hiking in Canyon de Shelley, which was like 20 minutes away from where we were staying. It's an ancient canyon used by the Navajo Indians, and they called this their stronghold. It was a beautiful place with rock walls, like big, massive rock walls, and they had millions and millions of layers within each wall. At the end of the trail, we went down all the way to the canyon floor, and there was a small community of like traditional Navajo people that were carved. There was a community also carved into the rock walls, and the natives called this their White House. It was amazing. This was my favorite day because this was the day where I truly got to hang out with and bond with my newfound friends. I've made a lot of new connections from different churches, and they're really special, and we're going to hang out on the weekend sometimes. It was very special that I got to share this experience with them. During the service times and song times at night following dinner was very important to me throughout the week, because this was a time to hear worship and to hear how Jesus was within his people, how he served his people. I think on Tuesday night we heard a message and a story of Jesus washing other people's feet. He was acting as their servants. And that really stood out to me because it made me think of the work we were doing there currently throughout the week at SSP. We were acting as Jesus' servants, washing and aiding other people's less fortunate. And that really stood out to me and how I connected to Jesus that week. I also learned a lot about myself and as well as the Navajo community. I learned that the Navajo people are very, very kind. They're very hardworking. They honor and respect and cherish their culture, I find that so interesting. But I also learned that my spiritual foundation is currently made up of components like service, music, relationships, and family. The theme of this SSP week four, I believe, was setting and finding our foundations. And I was given the opportunity to really, really dig deep and discover what my foundation meant and was to me. One thing that I found to be a big component to my faith was service. I've learned that I truly feel closest and most connected to God through my acts of service. With school at Notre Dame, we tend to go out to Midnight Mission at Skid Row a lot in LA. We serve food to the homeless, or when we go to Hope of the Valley to different shelters and just spend time with the less fortunate, or when I build a deck for an old lady in the middle of nowhere. Those are the moments when I feel the most like me. Seeing and helping other children of God is when I feel most like him, and that's what grounds my foundation. Thanks to SSP, I was able to discover that about myself. This camp has definitely strengthened my faith in God because this gave me the opportunity to discover what connects me to him. And now I can take my experiences around me throughout my life because of SSP. So on behalf of the Magnolia Park youth, we thank you for all your support.
You guys have done a lot. You guys don't know it, but everything that you've done as far as like fundraising and all that good stuff really helped these kids out. And really, we've been talking about foundation the entire time. That was a theme for the Sierra Service Project trip. And so the first place that they see faith, where they see spirituality, is the church. And to show how much you care about these guys, to show how much you are willing to give and willing to spend time with them, is the beginning of that foundation. And thank you, parents, so much, because you are the first people that they see and they love. You show them love and kindness. And with this Sierra Service Project, they managed to show that love and kindness to the world. And right now, that is more needed than any time in history right now. And for them to be growing up with these like unique experiences, to grow in their spirituality, to build sheds and use 6,000 pounds of concrete, or to build a deck and to paint houses for the needy. It's a truly unique experience. And when I say unique, they will never have the same combination of people they help, of people that they talk with, youth their own age, their faith, and of course the counselors, and also me and Pastor Chris. It is, again, a one-of-a-kind experience that can only help them grow as people and as followers of God. And I can't thank you enough. Thank you, church.